We're joined now on the line by the Ireland South MEP for Fine Gael, Sean Kelly. Sean, we're talking about the plans here, the announcement by the EU to help people, help ordinary people from the worst financial effects of the energy crisis. But first, could I just ask you, before we go to that, what do you make of the comments by your former party leader, Leo Varadkar?
Well, I think, as you said there yourself, that he agreed that he went a bit too far. He didn't intend to be divisive, but he came across that way. And of course, the facts are that anybody working, paying tax, they're all contributing to society, whether they're urban or rural. And I think trying to divide one or the other, or commenting as one area above the other, isn't really helpful. It's a small country, so we should all try and get along together and appreciate the difficulties and the efforts being made by people, whether they're in rural Ireland or in urban Ireland. They're all Irish and doing their best.
And do you think it could alienate traditional rural Fine Gael voters?
I'm not sure. Like, he is the ex-Taoiseach now, so he has a kind of freedom to speak, and he likes speaking on the issues. And as he said himself, he probably spoke too freely on this without thinking it through. So I think people won't take too much notice of it. The fact that he's an ex-Taoiseach rather than, if it was a current Taoiseach, of course, that said it, or a current member of government, that would be a different story.
Thanks for that. And again, if anyone is listening in and has any views about what the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had to say, and his apology that he went too far when he said that that he didn't mean to be divisive when he said that that people in urban Ireland are paying a lot more tax, and that people in rural areas are in receipt of a lot of subsidies, do let us know. Now, Sean Kelly, why we have you on this morning is the announcement from the EU yesterday, the EU Commission, the plan to cut electricity taxes, provide consumers with fresh incentives to ditch fuel-burning cars. There'll also be plans to relax state aid to allow, which could include governments introducing price controls on energy, income support schemes, tax incentives, energy vouchers. The government is already out running, as we can hear on our news on Radio Kerry this morning, talking about some of these measures to help people deal with the really rising prices, the real rising costs of energy. How long, though, will all this take to trickle down to ordinary householders?
Well, it shouldn't take that long once the Commission gives it the green light and the Council agrees with it. Then it can happen at member state level, so that, as you said, this unbelievable, sudden, in some respects, upsurge in prices because of what's happening in Iran and the Strait of Hormuz, that people can be shielded from it and ensure that we can survive, because everything, unfortunately, is run around essentially the cost of energy. And if the cost of energy goes up and you don't have energy security into the long term, then you're going to be in big trouble, because one of the issues which they're also looking at here is next winter, if this continues, will we have the reserves to carry us over the winter? So that's another issue that is very concerning. But again, there is hope that this will be short-term, that there will be some form of mediation and things will settle down. But in the meantime, I think it's important that the Commission will show empathy with ordinary people in particular, and make it easier for governments to do what is necessary without being restricted by European laws, which would curtail their ability to give some kind of a freedom and some kind of relief to householders generally. So I think that's what they're doing. That's something we welcome. In fairness, it isn't something that you would have seen happening in the past, but I think there's greater momentum now at Commission level and at political level in the European Parliament to show that we are working for the ordinary people, and to ensure the ordinary people aren't basically put in a situation where they're put at their wits in trying to survive because of these sudden shocks, which, in fairness, have the European Union can't be blamed for. It's outside our control in that regard, but at the same time, we have to respond to it.
But there's this criticism of the EU that, by its nature, 27 states in the EU that decision making can take a long time for agreement, that there are many rules and regulations and laws, and that it can take a long time for action to be affected. Is there any danger that this could be just any plans by the government to help people, householders, dealing with the cost of fuel, that it could be held up by someone saying, oh, well, that's actually against this EU regulation or this EU law? How long, I mean, are we talking potentially weeks in some cases, or even less, that some real measures to help households deal with the costs of energy will come into effect?
Yeah, you're right about the difficulty for 27 member states to take action if unanimity is required for decision making. But in this case, it can be done much quicker because everybody is suffering right across the European Union. And I think every member state would like to see some of these measures introduced and to have less stringent state aid rules, etc. So I think that can happen pretty quickly. Once the green light is given, then they can go ahead. And I think already, I'm sure the Irish government and the other governments across Europe are looking at ways to benefit from these reliefs so that there can be action quickly, because there's no point in waiting for a few months. This crisis could be over a few months. The crisis is now, so you have to have action now.
So days, weeks?
I would say probably a week or two, the very most I could see for some of them anyway, because I don't see what would hold it up. Once there's agreement to do it, just go ahead and do it, and that's it.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have been speaking to Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP from Ireland South, of course from Kilcommon, former president of the GAA, speaking there, giving his response to EU measures to address the impact of the energy crisis. He says there's no reason why such measures couldn't come into effect within weeks, some of the measures being discussed include income support schemes, tax incentives, price controls, energy vouchers to help people pay their energy bills. What do you think?